Ladies and gentlemen of New York and Pennsylvania, I'm Dr. Stephen Coleman with commentary on the Family Life Network. If any of you are on the road, please do not use your cell phone to text while driving. This represents irresponsible, dangerous, and unchristian-like behavior that could kill or injure you, your passengers, and other drivers. Being distracted while driving is a formula for mayhem and death on the highways. That's why it is so important to have tough laws, laws with teeth to cut down on the distraction that is texting while driving. Unfortunately, New York and especially Pennsylvania have a long way to go in this regard. For example, on November 1st, a new law went into effect in New York State that outlawed texting while driving. Unfortunately, the police cannot cite someone for texting while driving unless the driver is initially stopped for something else, like speeding or going through a stop sign. In other words, in New York State, texting while driving is not a primary offense. Furthermore, if stopped for something else and then ticketed and convicted for texting behind the wheel, the maximum fine is a measly $150. I submit that the ban on texting while driving in New York is a paper tiger, a joke of a law that invites people to break the law. New York needs to make texting while driving a primary offense with steep fines and with major auto insurance consequences. If New York has a long way to go in the driving while texting department, Pennsylvania's situation is much worse. It's hard to believe, but there's no statewide ban on texting while driving in the Keystone State. That's right, there is no ban on texting while driving in the Keystone State. This is a situation which is dangerous and unacceptable. What a disgrace. On top of this, in Pennsylvania, there is not even a statewide ban on the use of handheld cell phones while driving. Again, what a disgrace. Ladies and gentlemen of New York and Pennsylvania, a major responsibility of government is to protect the lives and safety of citizens. The Empire and Keystone States are failing in this regard. With commentary on the Family Life Network, I'm Dr. Stephen Coleman.